When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Any of you guys going to go see the Iron Claw?
No.
I probably won't in theater. It'll be a streamer for me.
If I have the opportunity, I will, but willingly, no.
I would like to just mention the fact that I wish that they could found a couple of actors who were even shorter than the guys that they found to play some of the Von Erichs, because I don't think these guys are short enough. I would like them to be shorter. I would like them to be so short that you would think that they may be little people, but they're technically not, because they're not short enough yet. That's how short I wish they would have went. They went just a little bit taller than that. For
I kind of feel attacked right now.
No, Peter Dinklage is Gary Von Erich. It's too low.
I mean, I feel as a 6 foot one man, I feel offended that a 5 foot six guy is playing someone of my size. That's heightism, and I'm not gonna, and I am gonna stand for it, whether you like it or not.
Tom Cruise does that for every movie.
He beat me to it. He beat me to it with the Tom Cruise thing. God damn it!
How tall is he? He's like 6 foot, right?
Tom
no,
Cruise?
5'4".
No, he's like. Five,
I'm obviously
six.
Being facetious, but Zach, who's the guy from? Who's the other guy from the Bear and from Shameless? He's Lip on Shameless. He's the cook on The Bear. I can't remember his name. He's a really, really good actor. But those two guys are like, I'm sorry. I just,
Jeremy Allen
they're not, White. It's a wrestling movie. They're barely taller than the ropes, DJ. Don't look at me like that.
I was about to say, DJ, how tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
Oh, see? He's like got 4 inches on these guys.
Dominate those guys.
Probably. Me and you run
a tag. Roll up in that movie set like a big dog.
DJ and I going up against the Von Erichs, air quotes.
All right, DJ.
The Von Midgets.
Oh, boy. The Von Vanilla Midgets.
The title of the show. That's not the title of the show.
Yes, it is. And you know it.
Motherfucker.
You know it.
It's not up to me today.
I'm posting today, baby.
DP and I, whoever posts it, gets to write the title. Unless something comes up where we both agree. I mean, then it wouldn't matter anyway. But yeah. Anyway, he'll have fun with it. You do your thing. I'm gonna shut up now.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
You. Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it on.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music.
Welcome to Monday Night Rollins.
Woo!
Yo ho ho and a bottle of Dom.
Bro.
The new day. Let me talk to you.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the Dipper Dots!
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
And welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States.
of Damn Damn Dare Americas, and I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him, it is him, it does be a secretive Lego building person indeed. It's DPP.
You know, Satchel McFipton's could have
been doing a lot of building lately.
What's up?
That's funny, Pop. Bring the bell for yourself. AJ Blaz is also joining us this week. He's a trivia trickster. He's funky, phenomenal, fresh in so many ways. He has other monikers that may make you laugh, but you'd have to go back and listen to Potus War to hear about those.
Yeah.
Hi, AJ. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, especially after that holiday special. Like Tony said, go check it out. A lot of fun with some bullshit trivia.
Yeah, but, well, hey, look at it this way. We're back here the next day on DWI for some holiday fun and some bullshit trivia from you. So suck my balls, motherfucker. Don't be mad because you lost to Ray by one.
I'm more surprised that I got 7 out of 10.
So I started writing some trivia, and then I was like, ah, fuck that. I looked up some lists, and I found like 10 questions from the year 2023. So I gave them a quiz on 2023.
Here's the thing. The first goddamn question.
Yeah, so who hosted the Women's World Cup?
Who hosted the Women's World Cup final this year?
Guys, they got multiple choice, okay? So don't feel too bad for them. Anyway, we're delaying the biggest news of the day. We're not alone for the holidays. Joining us from the Mindless Wrestling Podcast, sorry, a man who makes Santa jealous of his beard. It's none other than DJ. DJ. Happy holidays, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Gentlemen, thank you. Thanks for having me. My show's recording a little bit late tonight, so I threw a line out to Tunney. I was like, so you guys need any help?
You're always welcome. He already knows. He's like, when we go on, if you want to come on, just let me know. But you said you're going to pour a drink, so Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody. A little Christmas cheers here.
Cheers to you, gents.
What do you got up? Hawaiian punch, a Pepsi. That's so lame. You're a punk.
Yeah, it's like he's got to work tomorrow. You got to work tomorrow?
No, I don't work on Fridays.
Dan working on that.
I'm going to show up. I'm supposed to be there for 4 hours. I plan on doing not a fucking thing. I'm pretty much on pre-vacation right now.
I got to be there for 4 hours tomorrow because otherwise I'm not going to get paid for the next 4 hours and the 8 hours on Monday. So I'm not about that. No big deal.
Let me tell you.
I said, listen, I got a delivery coming in before 10:30. Other than that, if you need me, I'll be glad to help you, but you're going to have to come get me because I'll be sitting at my desk in my chair watching YouTube on my phone.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And everyone...
YouTube shorts, they make the time go by really fast.
They really
you get
do.
Lost so quick there. 45 minutes, boom.
And then my boss isn't going to be in... He wasn't in Thursday, and he's not going to be in Friday. So just like, we're just going to relax the entire day, aren't we? There's a ton of things that we have to do. We're just going to relax today, aren't we?
No, I'm hoping half my patients no show tomorrow so I can fuck off in my office because I really don't feel like leaving it tomorrow.
Yeah, no shit, right? It's nice to have one of those fuck off days once in a while. I know we all work really hard. So, but the holidays are here. Our long weekends or longer vacation is around the corner for all of us. I know that. So, happy holidays to you guys and all of your families. As I consider ourselves one big family, and a lot of the fun we have crossover and doing fun projects with each other. Before we take a commercial break. DP, why don't we let everybody know what's happening on the 408th edition of the podcast known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting. Well, it's the big show.
It is the big show release sheet.
All right. A plethora. I have it written down here. It says a plethora. You don't believe me?
No, I believe you. No, I believe you. That's why I had to laugh.
Fucking asshole. You are a Utah cock. I got a spit dick slinger. A plethora of released WWE superstars officially become free agents. As we record Thursday evening, I believe that happened late last night or this morning. One big, huge signing already and a gigantic main event. someone left the WWE, folks, and they're still battling the bloodline. We'll just say that before we get into the topic. AJ has some list trivia this week. Bring him back the list trivia. He went to the don of the list trivia even and asked permission to do such things. Permission was granted, that being DP. And a last call of our favorite wrestling gifts, whether it be birthday for the hell of it or Christmas style. So DPP, don't ring the bell. Let's head to commercial. And before we do that, don't forget, don't drink and drive, drink it podcast. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
All right, welcome back. Don't forget about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Go ahead and check that out as well. Makes a great gift any time of year. Hey, DJ, I just realized you DM'd me like at 6 o'clock, and I was playing Fortnite until I opened up Skype, just so you know. So that I wasn't ignoring you.
No, actually, really, I DM'd you on the app formerly known as Twitter literally like 5 minutes before I DM'd you on Skype. Okay. Okay. It's six, well, 6 your time, 7 my time. So, yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
I forget. Right. We're an hour apart.
No, I was like, I came home and I was like, had something to eat. And I'm like, it's been a long time since I jumped on the old Fortnite. So I did. And I took third and I should have won. I was impatient and that sucked. Doesn't make me feel better to talk about it. But anyway,
did you play any of the new features, the Lego one or the pseudo Guitar Hero one?
No.
Yeah. Well, I'm just asking.
I enjoy Fortnite for what it is. I like zero build. I enjoy the game solo and try to win the match. Just a purist at heart. Classic. He asked. I tried to stop talking about it. Mustafa Ali, Shelton Benjamin, Mansoor, Aliyah, Boogs, Databrook, Dabo Kato, Elias, Quincy Elliott, Massey, Mace, whatever the fuck you want to call him, Riddick Moss, Shanky, Yulisa Leon, did I say that right? Matt Riddle, Top Dollar, and Dolph Ziggler, all free agents as of today. Yeah,
ring the bell is right. Well done.
That worked out.
DJ.
Yes, sir.
What pops out at you there?
The bigger ones are going to be Mustafa Ali and Dolph Ziggler, and Shelton Benjamin. Those are probably the top three that I expect to be snatched up pretty quick. I know Scott DeMore was on Busted Open, and he was talking about how they've made a huge signing to be revealed at their next big event. My guess is that it's probably going to be Dolph Ziggler, because on that, I don't think there's a bigger star than Dolph, if that's indeed what he's talking about. I would slump Matt Riddle in there, but he's so problematic.
Well, he's already been signed.
Well, yeah, he's been signed to MLW. But how long is that going to last? How long until that guy does something stupid?
Well, they're smart to capitalize on it right away and make a buck off of him at their pay-per-view, I believe. He's taking on Zilla Fatu, right? So that's what I meant. The motherfucker, you know, gets knocked out of WWE by the bloodline, quote unquote, and now he's still battling them, man. I think it's gonna be a hell of a main event, though.
It'll be great, man. That's my biggest frustration with Matt Riddle, is the guy on my TV was fucking incredible. I loved Matt Riddle, the wrestler. Once he clocks out, we're dealing with a different human being, and that pisses me off.
A lot of guys like that. Once the spotlight hits, once the music hits, they turn into somebody completely different. you know, they're completely different behind the scenes. It's really unfortunate because, yeah, I had really enjoyed him as a wrestler and entertainer in the ring. I thought he was a fantastic wrestler. I really enjoyed him. I thought he had main event, you know, on him, ready to go, and just couldn't keep it together. It's like a Jeff Hardy almost, you know, type of situation. Different backstage issues, but, you know, same type of thing, right? He has all the potential in the world, but can't keep it together in his personal life to do something.
Go ahead, AJ.
I mean, if we're on the Riddle train still, I'm in the same boat where he looks impressive. He does impressive things in the ring, and then Jeff Hardy's probably the best equation, like you said, Dan, where it's, hey, we're just randomly going to be on something in the main event of a pay-per-view and look like complete shit. That's just him in TNA, though. I'm pretty sure he's done it a couple other times, but I'm not 1,000,000% sure. I do like the fact that he's facing Fatu. That is going to be a great match, regardless of how we feel about Matt Riddle or not, but I'm all for that. As for names that are kind of big on this list that are on there, Mustafa Ali, to me, is Shelton Benjamin, and I think Rick Boogs and Elias should go to TNA, just because they could have a lot of fun there. They can go for the Digital Media Championship, their little, like, television title to equate it for Tani's sake.
Listen, I'm for anybody going to TNA over AEW right now. I just don't believe in that place at all. It's like, what have they done with anybody that's come in? You know, it's just a shit show over there. So I'd love to see a lot of these people come in.
They gave Samoa Joe the ROH TV title. There you go. There's something, right?
Pretty sure Samoa Joe's counting down the days until he can head to TNA, have a few final matches, and then be their color commentator the rest of the way.
Oh, yeah. Him versus Shelley, him versus Sabin, him versus a plethora of other people that we could just think of off the top of our
Angle inducts him into the TNA Hall of Fame, and he becomes
works color too.
Commentator for the next 15 years.
Yep.
Like, the dude's great there. I had this one thought on one guy today, thinking about this, Dolph Ziggler, right? There's no really rumors of him signing anywhere yet, right?
No, I think they have him advertised to book a show. What was it? Mexico, Puerto Rico, something like that. He's advertised
Puerto Rico,
on a show somewhere.
It's Cologne's promotion.
It's Cologne's. Okay, it is Puerto Rico.
Oh, that's even better. That's even better. I think there's a chance Dolph comes back at the Royal Rumble.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, yeah. And
I know that's a really quick, it's a small chance, but I'm just saying, I'm throwing it out there in case it happens, because and none of you guys said you would be surprised, right? Sorry, AJ, I cut you off.
No, you're good. Cause the only thing I was going to say, the only other thing is he could go to AEW to do something with his brother. And
That's the more likely thing there. That's what
he's
seems like.
He's doing that in Puerto Rico. Like, that's right. His advertised match. He's tagging with his brother in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
But doesn't even have to go to AEW to do it, right?
No.
I could see Dolph Ziggler not signing at all with anybody. No. Doing maybe some one-offs with some people and getting more into the entertainment side of things. He's always been into that.
He's got his stand-up comedy routine that he does. So he could very well be, I don't know how well he does with that, or, you know, if he's still just working clubs or what the deal is. But yeah, I could see a scenario, because I'd take a guy like, what's this kid's name? I just fell right out of my head. But anyway, I agree with you. I still see, you and I said this on an episode probably like a month or two ago, within the next 12 to 24 months, Dolph ends up back under the WWE banner in some capacity, whether it's a backstage role or whether actually goes back and has one more run. Right. I'm still scratching my head over why they released him to begin with, unless he asked for it.
Maybe. I know that he was getting paid the whole time he was there, even though people thought he wasn't getting used at all. The other guy on this list, and then I'll let you guys continue and, you know, go over any other people you want to talk about on here. But for me, for TNA especially, a guy that could come in there and be a heavyweight champion for them and maybe grow into something even bigger is Riddick Moss. The guy is young. The guy is in shape. The guy has a great look. The guy can talk. The guy can have good matches. Like, he's marketable. Like, that's a guy who I think in a company like that, he has the right matches with the right guys at the right shows, and they, you know, they catch something there. I think he's the guy with the most potential on the men's side of that roster right there.
Quick question about Riddick Moss. Do you see a scenario where he could end up being like a Drew McIntyre? Go to TNA.
Come back.
Yeah. Change himself up. Come back a better guy in 5 years.
Anybody can do it because a lot of guys have done it, right? Even Punk talks about doing it right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a great point. It's a great point. Any one of these people, except for, like, Shelton Benjamin. He's kind of getting old. Nothing against Shelton Benjamin, but I just don't see Shelton Benjamin come. Like, Shelton Benjamin was winning championships in the aughts, guys. Let's be real with ourselves.
Yeah, but
I love Shelton Benjamin. I wish the Hurt Business was still together, but it's not. He's not coming back for a run. He's coming back to get inducted into the Hall of Fame. That's the end of it.
True.
Maybe a rumble.
The only thing that would work for Shelton Benjamin, in my only opinion, is going back to New Japan. That's it. Because Shelton X was really damn good.
Shelton
when
could
he
be
was the
could be.
Intercontinental champion.
You don't think he'd be good for TNA's roster?
TNA's roster, yeah, he could be good. He could throw with Shelley in the ring the entire time for the X Division. X Division itself. And everyone else is in there, like Mike Bailey and a bunch of
others. Look at it this way, too. If TNA is – look at all the growth we're projecting on TNA, right? Because everybody wants to see them succeed the right way because we hate how Tony Khan has fucked everything up over there when they had the potential to just be a really good number two, and they can't even handle that, right?
So I was about to say, Tony,
right?
What was my hot take?
A lot of these guys, though, that have all this experience, maybe they come in for a short run – and then they end up being the agents. They end up being the backstage hands because they know the right culture to put into a company that's starting to grow and wants to be bigger than they are at the current time.
And that's why I keep saying Dolph Ziggler. I think Ziggler may be the guy that Scott D'Amore was talking about.
I'd like to see him come back and do that for WWE, though. You know, color commentator Ziggler or backstage. Trainer.
Yeah. I think you got Punk. You already got Punk to be a commentator at WWE when it's done.
Because here's the thing. One of WWE's best writers right now is Abyss from TNA. One of the stooges with the suits that come out all the time, Petey Williams. One of the greatest X Division champions in TNA history. So TNA.
Bobby Roode's doing some production stuff backstage now, isn't he?
I think so, yeah. He's doing something backstage. So, you know, Triple H knows TNA is good. It just doesn't have that wide variety. Because, Tony, what was my hot take when you were asking the hot take of 2024?
I forgot.
TNA being the number two company.
I fucking called that, and Greg shamed me for it. I fucking called that like 2 months ago in the chair shot chat, and Greg's like, no. AEW is second place by a lot, wide margin. I'm like, brother, are you paying attention?
I hope this doesn't come out the wrong way to anybody in particular. You know what? I'm not even going to say it. Look at how much I've grown in like the last 5 seconds.
You're maturing.
Fuck,
I'm almost
scared. I know, right?
He's maturing
behind.
Shut the fuck up.
Maturing before our ears.
I've only been working with him for a year and a half, and he's grown so much. Proud of him, my little man. He's all grown up now.
You know what, big boy? You're grown up.
Well, so I'm the asshole here, huh? I'm the asshole.
I'm the asshole in the box, right? I'm the asshole.
Yeah. Well, how about I'm the new asshole now?
Because I went to the salon with her, and I got my asshole bleached too, and I love my new asshole.
They all love their new asshole, PC Tani. What about like Aaliyah? That's tough for me because she can go anywhere. I'm just talking about what's the ceiling on her then? Is it unlimited? I know like she's not the greatest worker. She got better. She just didn't really have a character.
Yeah, and what better way to have a character and build it up than TNA?
Huh.
Like Mickey James changed her entire thing, where it went from just the preppy cheerleader jumping around and everything to hardcore country. Or Tennille Dashwood, where, you know, Emma was like the goofy comedy with Santino Marella, and then she just went to, it's all about me, look at me, I'm the best.
But you're putting her on the level of Tennille and Mickey.
I'm not saying that she's on that level.
No,
I'm
but those
they
are,
revitalize those, themselves.
Those things worked because of who those people were.
Yes.
I'm saying, is she have the ability to do something like that? I think, DJ, you kind of understand more what I was trying to say.
Yeah. I think it's been proven throughout decades of wrestling that the best gimmicks really are the person dialed up to 11. I have no idea who Aaliyah the person is. I know what was presented on my TV, and what I was presented with on my TV did everything that they asked her to do, but there was just a very low ceiling for her until she figures out who she is and who she wants to be out there in front of people. I don't think that ceiling's going to get any higher.
I think you said better what I tried to say, and I think AJ was trying to say that TNA is a place where that can happen, not so
yes.
much that she's on that level. So I think that all kind of melded into one. DP, do you have any thoughts? Because I don't know who that other girl on the list is. Leon.
I was going to ask if anybody else knew that one.
Do you know Ulyssa Leon?
No.
DJ?
Yeah, no, I know. Unless she was like a NXT developmental talent that just never made it on TV.
Could have been a PC performance.
I know they're only keeping those folks for like 6 months. And if they have something that they can put on TV within 6 months...
There's more of them.
We're out the door. We're not going to sit here and do this for, you know, 2, 4, 6 years just because we like you. It's, you know, give us something we can use or we're done here.
Well, there's a new set of 21 to 23-year-olds every 18 months.
Yep.
Or less, 6 months, whatever. I don't know. Dana Brooke.
Impact.
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
You think she's out of it? So you think she's going to go the exclusive content route?
Dan said OnlyFans.
I
going to join the other one?
Probably get more money out of that.
I just think she.
The other one is.
Yeah. She just never, to me, I don't know, never seemed to have the talent in the ring to do much. I never saw any progression of a good wrestler in there, to be honest. That's my opinion on her. And I think of all the other, like we're talking about the younger talent and all the new crops of you know, talented women that are coming in. I wouldn't keep a spot for her, I guess.
Well, I mean, apparently the spot for her is OF because the new trend nowadays is muscle mommies.
Okay, cool.
And then an uncomfortable silence crept in.
I think a really cool, far-fetched thing, a little booking by Tunney, and it's going to be international, believe it or not, is I don't think that they have the money to do it right now. I just don't think they do. But if New Japan could bring in like a four-guy stable to shake the fucking shit up of what's going on over there, the remnants of whatever storylines they're still pulling from Okada and Tanahashi and you know Ibushi and those guys being, because it's not been great since the Bullet Club was on top over there. What if they, like, imagine if New Japan had the money to say, all right, Dolph, Shelton, Boogs, and Elias, we want to bring you in as a crazy renegade American faction. That would, if done right, that would be knocking futs over there, and we would all be paying attention to it. And if they built it up over a year to Wrestle Kingdom 2025, we would all be watching it. You know we would.
American takeover in New Japan?
My only problem...
I mean, have to be something different than Bullet Club, but you know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
It's different because the Bullet Club was never really guys that succeeded in WWE for a long period of time or had any decent run whatsoever. These guys are fresh off of being. Those are four guys who are huge names.
The
You could also, you could almost push that like an NWO type faction.
Something.
Yeah, I could see that like, more as NWO, but the thing is, Bullet Club basically is Renegade Americans. So
yeah.
You can't really run Renegade Americans against Renegade Americans.
Americans. You could bring in the all, they could do the all American gimmick over there. Like, everything we do is great. We're from America, right? Shelton Benjamin, Dolph Ziggler, Boogs, Elias. Something. I'm just saying.
It could work, but that just seems too Bullet Clubby.
It'd be very interesting. Anyway.
What about Mustafa Ali in the G4? Just from a wrestling standpoint.
The G4?
Or the, what the hell's the...
Right?
G1?
The G1. Yeah, I don't know what the hell I was thinking. It's been a long week. G1. The G, you know what the fuck I was talking about.
You have video games on the mind? No, G.
I do. Dude, I've got anything from video games to work to getting ass to fucking wrestling on my brain at any given time of the day.
That's quite the list.
Ring the bell.
Video games, work, getting ass, wrestling.
These guys' priorities.
Yeah.
I like it.
Probably not in that order, though.
What about, the guy?
What's that? How about what?
So they got this whole thing going in AEW with the whatever the guy with the mask is. You think it could be any one of these people?
The devil.
Fuck that gimmick.
Yeah.
I don't watch it. I don't know. I just see it in the commercials, honestly. So I have no idea.
That gimmick is dead in the water. Once CM Punk, once they ruled out Adam Cole and CM Punk,
yeah.
That gimmick was cooked.
If the devil is any one of these people, then that started more than 90 days ago, didn't it?
It doesn't matter. Bully Ray was the leader of Aces and Eights. You could just have a dummy person under the mask until you reveal. With someone bigger, like
with retribution,
that makes it harder to suspend. That makes it harder for me to suspend my disbelief, AJ.
I'm just saying, like they had a bunch of dummy people for retribution. Actually, they had some dummy people when that came out.
Then talk about Massé. Where do you see Mansoor and Massé? Aren't they? They were running the Indies.
They're running the Indies in the East Coast at the moment. But the other thing is, they also have a Twitch channel together that they talk about shit that happened in WWE with them.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Like every now and again, they talk to it. Like they do like a mini podcast on Twitch, and it's just like, yeah, what was the one botch you did at WrestleMania? I was like, oh, that one. Like they actually like shoot the shit together.
Yeah. Speaking of Twitch, if you're the two people. People that listen to the show that also like Fortnite, Tony will soon be streaming live on Twitch, Fortniting it up.
Excellent.
Coming next.
Both our viewers must be thrilled.
Yeah, they're fucking excited, you douche canoe.
Hey, good word.
It works. Yeah. Canoe. It's three syllables only. Right? Canoe, douche. Three.
Yeah.
And math. All right. I think we're done.
Well,
this topic. We, like I said before the hand, we don't like the, we're going to talk about the Royal Rumble for a good 3 weeks. Next week, we're going to get into day one because day one feels like they said, hey, let's have a pay-per-view on Raw. And
yeah,
I love it.
I didn't even fucking know there was a day one until like a week ago.
I think it's great. They got a whole bunch of giant matches that are ready to go already. On there that we're going to talk about next week. We're not going to tell you what they are this week.
I'm a little upset that you said I learned about day one day ago.
Yeah.
I thought it was a missed opportunity.
A
little better.
Missed opportunity, man. Hit the buzzer.
I can't do that.
The buzzer. Yeah, there we go.
All right, we're going to go to commercial real quick, and when we come back, we got some trivia for you right here on the DWI Holiday Special number 408. Don't drink and drive, drink and podcast, and don't forget about prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Also, speaking of thechairshot.com, it's back and better than ever. Don't forget, always use your head.
Now a word from my God, our sponsor.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
The beer crack. That means good trivia this time around on a show.
I always do the inverted V. The inverted V. Thumb behind the inverted V and flip.
Oh,
you don't do the middle finger pull?
Yeah, I was about to say I just
V. It keeps the index. after I wipe the mouthpiece down, it keeps the fingers off the.
Nah, I do the middle finger pull.
Yeah,
like
kind of like I'm never
like
mind.
That, like that.
Like, hey, baby, come over. Here,
I'm hitting the cans G spots. What I'm doing,
bitch? What are you doing under covers? Changing the channel.
I'm just cleaning up the window. Oh, wait, you want me to reach up for the bike rack? Okay. Alrighty.
You have amazing fingers.
All right. So this time we don't need the whiteboards.
He's officially done. He's over. It's lost. His brain has melted down. He's had enough.
We don't need the whiteboards. Like,
he goes, this show has turned into playing cards with my brother's kids.
Damn, this show is de-evolved.
It evolved in the first place? So, since this is the DWI before the holidays, I decided, like you said before, I asked the Don of the list if I could use the list, since, you know, a naughty and nice list. So there's two different lists that we can choose from. DJ, I'll let you pick. Do you want the one with shorter answers or the longer answers?
Let's go for broke. Let's go with the longer answers. Longer is better. Allegedly.
Speaking from those fingers...
I've heard about the thickness, but anyway, let's get into it. God.
So, don't worry, you don't need pen and paper, you don't need a drawing board for this, because we're just going to go in a row. If we get all of them, congrats, you got it. If not, you're out of it, and the next person goes, and then, you know, back and forth. So, you want the longer list? List of WWE champions. We'll let DJ go first. A WWE champion that comes to mind.
Hulk Hogan.
Okay, Dan?
Randy Savage.
Okay, and then Tunney, and then that's the order that we're going to go, DJ, Tunney, or DJ, Dan, Tunney.
Ric Flair.
DJ?
Oh, Batista.
Undertaker.
Ultimate Warrior.
Bret Hart.
Stone Cold.
Shawn Michaels.
Yokozuna.
The Rock.
Kane.
Randy Orton.
Jeez. CM Punk.
I'm surprised this is like I'm surprised that there's like a couple of names that I haven't heard yet where it's just like,
oh God, are you kidding me? It's going to be a while. Are we also called like world champion in WWE?
Nope. Just WWE. Not just, big gold.
Okay. Okay. Fine. And we're going back as far as we want.
As far as you want.
Bruno.
That was one of the names that I was expecting out.
Oh, I'm Eddie Guerrero.
Edge.
Okay.
Daniel Bryan.
Pedro Morales.
John Cena.
Bob Backlund.
Oh, fuck.
Yay. Now it's time for the off Fox.
Jeff Hardy.
Iron Sheik.
Brock Lesnar.
Diesel.
Yeah, it's one of them, man.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Shawn Michaels.
Already said.
Tony already said Shawn.
Ah, shit. Fuck. Technically, Andre the Giant.
I think that's good.
Technically, yeah. Andre count. There's two that don't count, by the way. They're omitted because they don't count it. But there's only two that don't count.
Ted DiBiase doesn't count, and who else?
Ted doesn't count, and Inoki doesn't count.
Okay.
Because Inoki had it for like 6 days in Japan. So, Dan?
Triple H.
Did we say that already?
Nope.
Okay. What was his dad's name? Stan Stasiak.
Stasiak
was the son of a WWE champion.
Kurt Angle.
Stan had it for 9 days. Kurt, yeah.
Sheamus.
Good. You say Drew McIntyre yet?
Nope.
I think we just did.
There you go. Yeah, Drew McIntyre.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I don't think we said that yet.
Nope. I'm surprised it wasn't said, in all honesty.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to.
Nobody else in the last 1,000 days besides Roman Reigns.
No, we're out of the 1,000.
Now we got to go backwards. Big Show.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Buddy Rogers.
Jesus Christ.
One, right?
One, but I'm surprised that you ass-pulled Buddy Rogers.
Dude, I know a lot of the history of the title belt. I've done a lot of fucking shows about it.
Yeah.
DJ?
Dean Ambrose.
True story.
Yeah. The night the Shield all won.
The last one, DB.
Seth Rollins, then?
Yeah.
Ivan Koloff.
I beat Bruno. Yep.
Now I'm really grabbing here. I'm going to have to think for a second. Rey Mysterio.
And there goes the less than a day reign. No, no one said Rey.
Oh, we didn't? Oh, okay. Maybe I was going to say it. I said something else. We got to be close.
Kofi?
You got a handful left. Huh?
Kofi?
Yeah, hey, that's
one.
Superstar Billy Graham.
Yep.
I think we got rid of everybody before Hogan beat Sheik now.
Well done.
I believe so. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Dolph Ziggler.
I should have saved those. No, he was only world
champion.
No, you're right.
So DJ, you're out of it after that incorrect question, that answer.
Oh, come on.
Dan and Tony.
Had at least
no pressure.
One for a moment.
We got the Miz.
Yeah, that works.
That's one, yep. Tony?
Mankind. Do we say Mankind yet?
No, didn't say
Mankind.
Foley, whatever.
No, didn't say Mrs. Foley's baby boy, Dan.
Shit. Big E.
No. So for those that don't know, Tunney just did the RVD point, which is correct,
nice.
Rob Van Dam, but before he got caught smoking weed.
With
Sabu.
Bonus point. Damn it. The bonus points don't matter anyway.
And
<Point seven. laughs>
not with this trivia.
AJ Styles.
There you go.
Did we say Jeff Hardy?
Yep.
He was said.
Oh, dude. JBL headphones. Get your JBL headphones.
Damn it.
Put them on your head. Don't listen with your eardrums. JBL headphones.
I feel like he's a Demolition Man right now. What the fuck is he singing?
Oh, he hasn't heard
really
it.
Bad inside DWI.
Hot dogs. Armor hot dogs.
Ooh. All kinds of kids eat armor hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, and I can't think of any more.
Dan,
Dan, I hope you don't have another one.
I have one more. I was trying to think of a different one besides this. All right, I guess I got to use it. Vince McMahon.
Yep, Vince did hold it for a week.
Bray Wyatt.
Bray did win it, yeah. Dan?
Fuck.
You might have this. I can't think of anybody else.
Also, shout out to WWE putting him on a Legends contract, so anything that you buy.
Yeah, left. Awesome. How many are literally left?
4 or 5.
I got at least one.
Well done. I can think of 2, but I'm out, so.
I got 2 now.
2.
I got 2.
3.
Oh, son of a bitch.
4. Yeah, 4 left. Oh, sorry, 5, because I didn't hear that name. So 5. Yeah, 5 left.
I think I'm going to be out. I got one guess, and it's I don't think he ever won the WWE title, so. Yeah, I can't think of anybody else at this point. Booker T.
Nope, only World Heavyweight. Tony, yep. You got anything? Yep. Or?
Bobby Lashley.
Oh, almighty.
Lashley, nice.
Alberto Del Rio.
Del Rio is another one.
How many are left?
3.
I have 2, but you can tell me if they're wrong.
Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, I was about to say Greg's favorite WWE champion.
There's only 2 left. There's only 2 left. Oh, motherfucker. Come on. Kevin Owens?
Universal.
Yeah, he was Universal.
Ah, I'm out. Damn it. That was a hell of a run, though.
You guys were missing Kane, who held it for a day.
I said Kane.
Oh, you did? All right. Yoko.
Who else?
Somebody said Yoko.
Someone said Yoko. Oh, my bad.
I finished the list. Yep, no, I said Kane and DJ said DJ Yokozuna. Said Yoko, that was
that's
early.
Right. I said Yokozuna. You're right.
I finished the list, baby. Let's go. Ring the bell.
Good job. All right.
Take your victory lap.
I went Kevin Owens because I couldn't think of anybody else because there wasn't anybody else.
There's a second list.
I feel like I just had
we got more.
Yeah, we got one more list, and then we can head out.
Oh man,
right. I'm exhausted. I feel like I just gave birth.
I do. We ran the table. That's pretty awesome.
You did. Yeah, that was actually pretty good.
I finished by myself. I know I finished that end, but that was awesome. Cheers, guys. That was
cheers.
Fun.
Good job. Well,
I wish that one would have went second because this one can't compare. But
let's go 3-0.
Well, I mean, it's one thing to win. It's one thing to win the WWF, WWE, WWWF championship. It's another thing to become a Grand Slam champion.
Oh,
can you name all of them, including the women? I will also include the women.
Round, since it's easiest to go last, I guess. I think no, maybe. Seth Rollins.
Yeah. DJ?
Chris Jericho.
Dan?
Miz.
Yeah.
Becky?
Becky is one of them, yeah. After she finally won that NXT title. DJ?
Charlotte.
You're just really making Rob happy, aren't you?
I am. he's hurting right now because she's on the shelf for at least 9 to 12 months. Yeah.
Just enough time for Andrade to make another flare.
Hello. On me?
On you, Dan.
HBK.
Yeah, the very first.
Triple H?
The very second.
I don't even know who we've said so far. I kind of lost track of what we were talking about.
Sean, Trips, Jericho.
Grand Slam champs.
Grand Slam champs. So that would be
members of DX.
Yeah.
You already got the 2. Come on.
Hornswoggle.
I'm going to say Randy Orton because I truly don't know at this
Randy
point.
Randy Orton? Yeah.
Okay.
When he won the United States.
Bailey?
Bailey was the first women's NXT, or women's Grand Slam, I should say.
Finn Balor?
Finn is the newest member of the Grand Slam Club with the tag titles. DJ?
How many are left?
Women's side, 1, 2, 3. Men's Oscar. Side, a good amount. All right, two women left. Dan?
Kurt Angle?
Angle's one of them, yeah.
Sasha?
All right, one woman left.
Eddie Guerrero?
Yep, Eddie's on there.
Rey Mysterio?
Fuck you.
I wouldn't have picked him. And say, if TJ wouldn't have said Eddie, I would have never picked him.
Are we counting Dolph Ziggler as a world champion? Fair question. Is it not? Because we all know he's won the US, the IC, and the tag. Like, are they counting the world title championships or not? Because in WWF, they don't count you a Grand Slam. I think you can win the WWE title. That's like he wasn't on some lists. He is on other lists.
I would consider it, but the list that I have doesn't consider him.
Right. See, that's why I'm
counting world heavyweight championships.
Even though it counted originally, but now it doesn't because of the Universal.
On that title. Good thing I didn't say that name. There's one woman left?
One woman left. And I think DJ just figured out who the one woman is.
There's a bunch of men left.
There's a ton.
Shit.
Wow, this is ridiculous. Edge?
Edge is one of the guys, yep. DJ?
Sasha Banks.
Sasha was already said.
Oh, was she? Okay. Then Bobby Lashley.
Lashley is not.
Really?
He didn't win an Intercontinental or a tag, to my knowledge.
Okay, I knew he was U.S. champ. I knew he was world heavyweight. I didn't realize he didn't win the Intercontinental. Okay, I'm out.
So DJ out.
No, out.
You're so lucky. You can drink and not think.
That's right. This is all I came here for. I just came here to drink with you guys.
You're welcome anytime.
I didn't come to win.
I didn't play to win. I'm playing to drink.
First thing about the DWI, but not the last.
Get some thinking music.
DJ had the drunken part incorporated, but not the intelligence for that.
I didn't have the intellect.
Man.
I've said this multiple times. I am the third smartest person on my podcast.
I think, is it Dan's turn or my turn?
That's my turn.
Dan's. One woman left.
I go with JBL.
Jables.
Never won the IC.
Is actually under the original banner because he won the hardcore. And he did win the IC. He won it at 25. He was defended at 25.
Fuck off. Yeah. Fuck off, 25.
Remember, he quit in like 24 seconds.
Like you remember. Does Christian count?
I wouldn't
Christian
think so.
Does count.
Well, he didn't win the WWE title. I thought we were talking that world.
Original format counts the original
Euro.
Format counts.
Euro IC world. Euro IC. Yeah.
That's why there's a whole bunch on
but
this list. Okay, shit.
Current revised format.
Oh boy.
That's why it'll have like Chris Jericho on both lists because he won everything.
How about Jeff Hardy?
Jeff Hardy's another one that won everything. One of two.
Well, if I'm wrong, then it's over. RVD.
RVD is another one. Yep.
And we are going into extra innings.
Try. Listen, okay. You say extra innings. I've been to a Phillies game that went 19. On. That was a night game that went on until 2:30 in the morning.
DP, you want to do this? DP, you want to do this?
Left.
DP, first one to name the woman wins, and you can go first. And we'll just go back and forth. You can go first.
All right. Oh, shit, it's not. I guess Rhea Ripley, but I don't think she won the tag titles.
Is that your guess?
Rhea Ripley. Well, yeah.
Dan wins.
Yay! I was going to say Rhea Ripley when I said Sasha Banks, and I talked myself out of it. Motherfucker.
That's the only woman's name I had listed written down. Really, I'm like, it's probably not it.
What really happened today is AJ, great job picking the list.
That was good stuff.
Dan won. DJ lost.
It's the Christmas gift that keeps on giving.
We still love you!
Last call.
What do you mean? What do I mean? It's last call. I think, I wonder, what is this?
Happy Festivus.
It's Festivus.
When George was growing up, his father.
It's nothing. It's a stupid holiday my father invented. It doesn't exist.
Happy Festivus, Georgie.
Newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're gonna hear about them.
Out of all the reindeer, you know you're the mastermind.
Hey!
I forgot.
What's that?
It had a
Lemmy?
Christmas
yeah.
song.
Lemmy did. Lemmy, yeah, you wanna hear something?
Hell yeah, this is good shit.
Down. Is it bad to say now, because of this, I want to see Triple H with a white beard come down as Santa Claus on Raw or something? Coming
to
out
that
to
song.
Kiss?
That would be brilliant.
Because we know he Rogaines that beard.
I
Are you accusing Triple H of Just for Men?
I am, because I watched the one ESPN thing during the pandemic that he had, and he had like a bunch of white in his beard. He let his hair grow out a little bit, so it looked a little too hobo-y. So I know he's got that gray.
I'm tweeting at Triple H right now, so go ahead, continue your conversation.
Of what? Please come out as Santa coming out to Lemmy's version of Round Round Rudolph?
I mean, somebody's got to do it, remember that?
Or
if he actually does that, I will publicly congratulate PC Tunney for booking that on the Mindless Wrestling Podcast.
PC Tunney somehow gets us exclusive WWE rights as a podcast. Everyone on DWI gets paid $100,000 a year. Perfect.
Shit, I'd quit my job tomorrow.
I get paid. You get to just show up every week, though.
Can I have the catering? Can I sit? If I can sit in catering, I'm good.
Give me free live tickets and a jet, and we're
you in. All can, you all can come live in Deepy's basement.
There's one room you got to share. That one bed.
I see a refrigerator, which means there's snacks. Refrigerators imply snacks. I'm living in the basement.
There's more than snacks.
Full bar stocked down here.
Oh, I'll live. The only guys will never find me. I'll be like Quasimodo in the basement.
Oh, bro, there's a bedroom off to the side. There's a full bathroom on the other side. There's a bar. There's a giant TV. There's a fucking heat and vibrator.
Dan's basement is basement goals. Let's be real here.
Holy shit. That's like, I thought the pod cave was awesome. That's pretty badass down there.
Yeah. And then the complete other side is nothing but Legos.
The pod cave is like trailer trash. Look at this. Nice.
Well, I mean, we can look at this. Sadly, the viewers can't, but...
You guys are missing a shrine here. This is incredible.
If PC you wanted Tony a nerdy man cave, times, just go so to
check
Band.
Check out PC Tunney's Twitter handle. You'll see it.
Yeah. But, Tunney, last call.
So here it is.
Tunney's over here sending out a fucking novel to Triple H.
No, I was listening to you guys, and I'm getting inebriated, so it's harder to fucking type.
Okay. It's harder to type when the phone's swaying.
At Triple H, how's about hashtag Santa H come down to the ring to Lemmy's Run Rudolph one of these holidays? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Too sweet Christmas tree.
The too sweet's what's going to put it over.
We'll see. I bet you, you know, the biggest response I've had to something like that was when I first got the Stone Cold IPA. This Broken Skull Ranch IPA.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Tweeted out a picture with it and at Stone Cold, and he responded to me. So I was like on cloud nine there. So nice. There you go. Also, I think Tide and Target and Sonic have also replied to me.
You gotta get Hell KFC yeah. to reply to
you. None of those, but similar businesses of stature. gentlemen. I consider myself a gift to all of you. Besides me, what is your... I couldn't do the
question. I was about to say, can I re-gift that?
You can. It's the gift that never stops giving. Ask Ray Cash. Let me just tell you something. What's your favorite holiday? What's your favorite wrestling gift ever? Could be during Christmas, could not be during Christmas. I'll go first, and I got three things really quick. One, my stepdad got me for Christmas us two tickets to a house show in February. We went. Hulk Hogan beat Kurt Angle for the WWE Championship. Brutus the Barber Beefcake won a Battle Royal. Jake Roberts wrestled on the card. Two gigantic women behind me spilled nachos all over us, and it was a fucking blast. I think the Million Dollar Man was there. Coco Beware and a ton of the Brooklyn Brawler. This was 1991.
And Kurt Angle was there? You say Kurt Angle, or did you mean Kurt Hennig?
You did say Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle.
I was like, because you said Kurt Angle, and then you said
Hulk Hogan beat the shit out of that baby.
I've had some alcohol, and I'm kind of stupid, but I'm going back through the timeline. I'm like...
I don't know. He kicked out of the Perfect Plex. He beat Kurt Hennig. I apologize. So that was a great one. When I was even younger, I got the wrestling buddy pillows, Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior. And in my room, I would have matches with them. And I, like, broke their necks a billion times. And then those were awesome Christmas present wrestling presents. And they're up there on the list for wrestling presents. But my favorite wrestling present ever is not during the holidays. I was in high school, and I was sitting at home, and the doorbell rang. And I walked up the stairs, and DP was standing outside my house.
And I know this story.
And he's like, oh, Raw came out. Here you go. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, well, I went and bought it, so I got one for you too. And I'm like, well, I don't have any money to pay. He goes, just pay me whatever.
Here we are 30 years later.
Did he ever pay for that? That's the only thing I don't know.
He did, because he knew I was coming into money in the summer.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Or WWE Raw for the PlayStation today.
And we'll leave it at that. So those are my three favorite wrestling gifts ever. AJ, why don't you go ahead next?
So for the holidays, at least, Andrew and I used to go on TNA Store, and they used to do mystery bags around the holidays usually. So it would be like a T-shirt or two, some DVDs.
Is this a King of the Mountain story?
It is not a King of the Mountain story. That's still an unanswered trivia question, by the way, but no.
Always.
I'll answer it.
But actually, this is where this T-shirt came from, was they had their own little mystery bags. So they would have...
Ring the bell. The guy's wearing the shirt for the story stuff today.
A nice little charismatic enigma Jeff Hardy shirt.
Talk about full circle. DJ was proud of me. I'm proud of AJ. Dan's here.
I'm just here.
So they used to have these little mystery bags. they would be on sale. It was like $20 maybe. It was a t-shirt or two, some fun memorabilia, a DVD or two along with it, and a nice little drawstring bag that it came with the TNA branding on it. So that was probably one of my favorite things ever, as Chantel decides to blind me with the room light.
Yeah, you're wrapped up like a douche.
But my favorite non-holiday wrestling gift was when I was working at a gym, and out of nowhere, this guy came in, asked for like a membership and everything. I hooked him up, and then he just went, "By any chance, are you a fan of professional wrestling?" And I'm like, "Go on, I want to know what you got for this." And he was like, "Well,
did you
did I what?"
Did you feel like when I first started the job that I'm at now and someone asked me if I ever watched wrestling before?
No. This was just a random guy out of the blue.
Like, no, I'd never watched wrestling before. Anyway, why?
But I just went, it's like, I watch it, but why are you asking? And he just goes, "Well, I got two tickets to a promotion that we just opened a couple of months ago. If you wanted to go on May 5th, I think it was like 2018, 29, or... there's sometime in the middle of 20.
And that station was called AAA, All Anal Assassins, and they had a blast.
No. So I took Andrew. We went to this show. Jimmy Rave was the world champion.
Salt water all the time.
Yep, that same exact Andrew. And we just had a blast. We went to their next show about in December, and apparently they moved over to Phoenix, so I can see them at any point. Maybe they might have some people go in for Greg's promotion, but I had a blast. That was the best gift ever, just randomly getting handed two tickets for free to an indie show that I had no idea about. It was just like, yeah, sure, I'll take them.
There you go. Another Festivus miracle. DJ?
A couple things. One, I had back in the day, if you guys ever remember, the old first WWE ring, WWE ring, it was still WWF at the time, had the plastic bottom, had the red, white, and blue ropes. I got that one.
The nylon ropes?
You mean the one that Dan's about?
I had the nylon ropes, yes.
You had to tie them. You had to tie them around.
You had to tie them. Yes. And then I had the Ultimate Warrior, Hulk Hogan, and I had that.
Yes.
That one. Yes. I had that. Motherfucker. I had that. Dan still has it.
So, DJ, if Dan could just make a little bit more money and move into a bigger compound, the entire chair shot could come live in your basement, Dan.
Absolutely. But, yeah, I had exactly that ring. I had Hulk Hogan, the Ultimate Warrior, and Demolition as the little action figures that went in it. Had multiple matches with my G.I.O.s. I got Transformers involved. It was like the forbidden door was open with all my toys in the entire room. Everybody was suddenly a wrestler. It was awesome. We had the wrestling buddies. We had... Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior between me and my next youngest brother. And then when I was in high school, I was dating a girl and she had a friend who knew I was into wrestling. She got me the Hulk Rules tank top with the slits in the back, everything like that. So I had the original Hulk Rules tank top. And then this one wasn't really so much of a gift. And I tell this story every now and then as a gift to me personally, being a very young kid who was just getting into the business, I got to lock up with George the Animal Steel. And that was an incredibly cool moment for me. He was a patient of a doctor that I worked for at the time. I had no clue. I'd been in this office for less than a year. And the doctor called me down the hall. He's like, "DJ, come in here. I need your help with this patient." So I'm like, dumb 25-year-old me comes marching down the hall. I'm like, "All right, let me go in here and help the doc." I go in and this giant of a man like comes up out of the chair in full gimmick. Like, he goes into full gimmick in the room and like, lock up. And he calls for a lockup. I lock up with him. He calls a couple holds. We do an overhand wrist lock, turn it into a hammer lock. I reverse the hammer lock on him. And then he and I just sat down and bullshitted for like 45 minutes. And it was one of the coolest things ever. And I considered that, you know, a gift, although it wasn't a gift. For me, it was a rather cool thing.
Why didn't you go last?
I can't follow that. How is Dan going to follow that?
I'm just going to follow it with showing
you some action figures,
all those action figures that you were talking about. So
yes!
You saw over here that there's two shelves at the bottom with that blue ring. Those are all action figures from that era. Yep, all of these.
Oh,
like
shit.
Almost the whole collection.
Oh,
that's awesome.
So I got all of them.
I don't know, but I have a a crate with the same exact stuff, so I might have some of the ones you don't have.
That would be pretty amazing if you did, because I have like the ones at the last series.
I know I have Million Dollar Man in the belt. I know I have Jake Roberts in the snake. Yep. I know I have Honky Tonk Man. I think the guitar was with him.
Yep.
After that, I got to look.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I got all those, but yeah, like it's like the last series that I'm missing, which is like Yokozuna and like Lex Luger and like Ludwig Borga.
No, you got like
now you're turning it back.
Everybody from that one, Hogan, Bushwhackers, Tito Santana,
Warrior, Savage, Matador, Tito Santana, Bushwhackers.
Dan, how are you going to follow up going into a collar and elbow tie up with Georgia Animal Steel?
Not.
You, come on, just give us your story.
I don't have much of a story. The only one the one thing that my favorite that I got was back at this in this era of these figures. We would hold wrestling matches in our yard, like different tag team matches with all the neighborhood kids and stuff. And so one of those Christmases, I got the title belts that they used to give out, that they had those foam title belts. With the plastic cover, you know, all spray painted gold or whatever for the Intercontinental and the World title and the two tag team titles. So I got those for Christmas and we got to use those as our championship belts for a short time because those foam belts did not last very long, especially when you have cats in your house who have claws and just say, oh, look, foam. And they tear the shit out of them.
Did you defend it the first match you had them or did you win it the first match you had them?
I'll be honest, I don't think I ever won them. I was very small. I never got to win the title.
See who wins them. Otherwise the belt like Ric Flair.
It's me and Mr. Perfect, you know, and Razor Ramon, guys who should have won the title and never did. I'm in that collection. It's me.
I feel like it might be about the show.
Now I'm like the Million Dollar Man. I have to buy my own title belt.
I'm the worst. Yeah, and you did. You had to buy your own title belt. Exactly.
And I didn't even buy the world title. I bought the IC title.
I can't tell you how many times. Well, the funny thing is I've been eyeing up buying a belt for a while, and the one that keeps ending up in the cart is the Million Dollar Belt out of all of them.
I have two replica belts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that world heavyweight, the new world heavyweight, if they didn't say shipping in like April or something, I was going to buy that.
It's pretty nice, that new world heavyweight championship.
Same thing as the CM Punk merchandise. They said shipping in March. I'm like, no, I'm not waiting around. I think there'll be a SmackDown or something I cannot buy a ticket to. You know, talk to some of my police friends, walk into the lobby, buy a shirt, and walk out.
I know that there's a Salt Lake City SmackDown Live that's going to air in like February.
That does not help us. Here you do not help us.
SmackDown.
I could always just get one. Just PayPal me some money and I got you.
Then you got to ship it.
No,
it's going to cost me. I ain't having any of that.
I ship my pants.
Good for you.
Yeah, I think the show's over.
Was that a P or a T?
Yep. DJ, thanks for coming on, bud. Happy holidays to you and your entire family. I hope you guys have a great Christmas. I'm sure we're going to see a bunch of pictures from everybody and what's going on over the holidays here. I know we got some stuff planned throughout the various things going on at Chairshot Radio Network. DJ, let everybody know what's going on with you.
You can find me always on Saturdays on the Mindless Wrestling Podcast. Actually, when I'm done with these guys, I'm jumping over to record my show. You can find me on the app formerly known as Twitter at The Mindless Pod. And if you're so inclined, you can go to Facebook and look us up there. You can also look us up on YouTube. We got a YouTube channel there. Again, that is The Mindless Wrestling Podcast.
Excellent show. Excellent show. AJ, sorry. Got my alphabet soup mixed up.
You got your D's and your J's, but not the AJ's. Anyways, phenomenal AJB. Like Tony said at the beginning of the show, go watch the holiday special of Pod is War on any of your podcasting networks, or you could go to thechairshot.com because we're not just podcast galore. We are articles galore, sports entertainment, and sports entertainment. Now that we're back and not looking like our entire website got eaten by Linux.
No, we're back and better than ever. DP, I specifically saved time for you right now to let everybody know about your Lego building experiences.
You can find me all over the world by social media interwebs. Okay. And it's me, DPP, and maybe some pictures of the baby rocket ship and the hoopty.
Yes! Nice!
It's pretty solid. Oh. So I'll put some pictures up on Twitter. Baby Groot's, or baby rocket ship is pretty cool. Little ship here. And then the hoopty is
very cool.
Whole thing opens up.
That's DP's Christmas present right there.
Got some...
Well, that's pretty sweet that opens up
The whole thing opens up. So we got the three cats in there, as well as some different stuff sitting on the sides, like some flowers and some cups and whatnot.
God, pretty sweet. I love the Marvels. The Marvels movie was awesome.
Yeah. So that's what I've been spending my time doing.
All right. Building. All right. Add it to me, DPP. More Lego pictures to come. I didn't check that out today. Did you go X Wild before the podcast again today?
No, I figured I'd wait till after I showed him off.
Okay.
And then I'll post him.
Yeah, I think there's a title in there somewhere.
Show it off before I put it on the web. Show it live before you take pictures.
There you go. Follow me at PC Tunny. Did we say the show at podcast, DWI, DWI podcast, blah, blah, blah?
Not to my knowledge.
Did now.
Oh, well, it's done. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot.com. Always use your head. And don't forget, ChairShot Radio Network, all of your favorite streaming platforms, sports entertainment. Follow me at PC Tunny. I got to play the outro music. 408 episodes, and this kind of shit still happens because it seems to me that if you're not on the right thread, if you're on the Pod is War side of the sound effects, there is no Mean Street Posse. But over here, it's right there. Gentlemen, till next week, when we start actually talking more wrestling, day one is approaching, and the road to WrestleMania.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA choice value packs of T-bone steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy one, get one free on select varieties of Entenmann's, Wonder Bread, or Vita Coco Water. All with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.